Do you ever look around and think, who the hell am I? What do I want out of life? What do I even do for fun? Yeah, I knew the feeling. Hey, I'm Megan. I'm married to my high school sweetheart and we had 3 kids before the age of 24. I was so busy trying to be what I thought everyone else wanted me to be that I never slowed down long enough to ask, is this what I want? I had no idea who I was and what was going to make me happy. And while I'm still trying to figure that out, I've come a long way, and I wanted to share that with you, because I know you want more too, and I want us to do this together. I want to be real with you. No sugar-coated bullshit here. Each week, we'll tackle different subjects ranging from career, health, relationships, parenting, and more. I'll be sharing stories from my personal life, as well as interviewing some pretty cool guests. Together, we'll unlock our ambition and reach for more. Let's go. Hello, hello. Welcome back to the Unlocking Your Ambition podcast. My name is Megan, and I'm so happy to have you here. This is a new series called Sunday Self-Care. So previously we had a series called Weekend Me Time, where I challenged you to spend some time, you know, doing something that was just for you, getting some time just for yourself. And so now we're going to switch it up and we're going to do some self-care challenges. So again, still things that are just for you, but maybe not necessarily like time for yourself, maybe just other ways to enjoy some self-care and or to be disciplined to do something that you might not otherwise do, because that is also self-care. And so I think that a lot of times when we think about self-care, especially for moms, we think about things like, you know, depending on how old your kids are, showering in peace without someone coming in to, you know, need something while you're in the shower, or going to the bathroom in peace, or going to the grocery store with without, you know, little travelers with you. And while those things are appreciated, they're pretty basic needs, right? And so this series is dedicated more towards things that will, you know, hopefully improve your quality of life as well as maybe your mental state. And so each week will be just a super quick episode that will challenge you to, you know, do something for yourself that is caring for yourself and showing up for yourself in a way that you might not otherwise show up. Sorry about that. I had to pause because my son was mowing my lawn out front and it was very loud in here. So you could hear it in that last clip. But anyway, I am back and today we're going to get to this weekend's or this Saturday's self-care tip. So this week's theme in general has been focusing on our health and not necessarily, you know, the size of our clothes or how much we weigh or what we look like and if we fit society standards, right? And so I thought that a great self-care tip would be something that I very recently started doing or did do, and that is cleaning out my closet. And if you're like me, you are guilty of hanging on to things that because whether it's because you think that it will fit again or you honestly have no idea, like you're never going to wear this thing again. But what if there is that like perfect opportunity that arises and you get rid of this thing, right? Just fucking get rid of it, because the next time an event or occasion comes around where a piece like that is going to be appropriate, it's going to be out of style anyway, and you know you're going to go buy something new. So just get rid of it. So the purpose of this exercise is to declutter our closet. So just like literally, I took a whole course on this with Nicole J from Nicole J Boutique. So if you are local to where I live, you should definitely check out Nicole J Boutique. And if you are local or not, go ahead and follow her on Instagram. It's just at Nicole J Boutique. she runs this course every so often, and it's a complete style course. So she walks you through, like, literally you have to empty your whole entire closet, and then you have to intentionally pick the pieces that you keep. And it's just, again, to declutter and kind of minimize what you have. But I'm going to add on to that right here, and I'm going to say you need to especially get rid of the things that don't fit you anymore. Because if you're putting them on and realizing that they don't fit you, you are feeling like shit. Or if you're just looking at them, just knowing that they're in there and that they don't fit you, whether you like can acknowledge it or not, or like realize it or not, it has an impact on like the way you feel about yourself and the way that you're going to go into your day, right? So instead of starting your day looking at your closet, looking at a closet full of clothes that don't fit, or you feel frumpy in them, or whatever the case may be, just get rid of them. Get rid of all of them. And if that means that you only have, you know, 7 shirts and 2 pairs of pants, who cares? Start over. And again, like, I don't enjoy shopping, so I was really scared to do this. But at the end of the day, you probably have a lot more clothing than you realize. And so clean, and you can do this in like phases too, right? Like, I went through and I got rid of like, okay, this is all the stuff that I'm absolutely never, ever, ever going to wear again. And is probably like better off in like a Goodwill pile. And these are things that I can like give away or sell. And these are things that are like a maybe. I had a maybe pile for a while, because I'm kind of like, I get emotionally attached and I don't want to get rid of things. And so I gave myself a maybe pile, and then I had like a definite pile. So I put all of the things that I was sure I wanted to keep, I could not live without them, I put them back in my closet first, and then I went through my maybe pile, because then I had a better gauge and a better sense of like what I was already keeping. And so then I felt better about getting rid of things, and then I kept some things from there too. So this is a self-care exercise, because again, you are decluttering, and that's always good for your mind. Because if you have a cluttered space, whether it's your closet or your bedroom or your kitchen or wherever you spend time, if that space is cluttered, it's likely that your mind feels like chaos and clutter too. So that's one thing. And then the second thing is, if you're holding on to things that do not fit, you're setting yourself up to start your day in a negative way, and we don't want that. So if you don't have anything that fits you comfortably, please this weekend go and get 1 or 2 things that fit you comfortably, and get rid of everything else. And if you end up losing, you know, a few pounds or getting back down to a smaller size, just because you're taking better care of yourself. Again, this is the theme of this week. We're taking better care of ourselves. And if we lose weight, that is just something that happens. It's not, you know, the reason why we're taking good care of ourselves. So if and when you do get back down to whatever size pants, then you'll go buy yourself a new pair of pants that fit at that point. So that is this week's Self-Care Saturday. I hope that you get a chance to do it. I know that this is something I procrastinated for such a long time, but I felt so much better once it was done. And so I thought that I would share that tip with you as well. Until next time.
Hey, babe.
Mom.
Shit, you guys, I gotta go. If you like this, make sure you share it with a girlfriend. And also be sure to tag me on Instagram at Megan Ettinger. I'd be so appreciative. Until next time, unlock your ambition, girl.